Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. Senate lawmakers today heard firsthand from transportation officials about the beleaguered Massachusetts transit system after the record snowstorms. Commuter rail operator Keolis today said full service on the commuter rail should be restored by March 30th. Incoming MBTA General Manager Frank DiPaolo says once all service is back to normal, he'll focus on future planning.
As we move forward, my primary objective is going into next winter. We want to make sure there's no repeat.
We talked with Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, who was at the bonding committee hearing at the State House today. We started by asking, what was the main message that she took away from the hearing?
There's a hugely important moment that we have here where we see with new clarity the nature of this importance, the intensity of this importance, and I'm hopeful that we will not fail to act on this moment in order to rebuild what is a very fragile system.
Okay, acting on this moment obviously is going to require resources, and we've heard an awful lot about the fact that the T has been under-resourced for years, maybe decades, according to some folks, and there's all kinds of finger-pointing going on. At the same time, we have a new governor saying no new taxes, no new fees. You think that's going to be a real sort of sticking point here?
Well, you know, certainly it is a political constraint on the system. You know, I don't think that's lost on anyone, but we have a, you know, multi-branch form of government, you know, both legislative, executive, and multiple chambers within the legislature. So there are a lot of people at the table in this conversation.
Hmm. Keolis has said that commuter rail service is not going to return to normal until March 30th, which I believe is a little bit later than we had first thought. And that's the first time that we've heard that. I'm just wondering what you feel about that sort of time frame. And did you get any sense today, because we hear this question a lot from people, okay, we got a lot of snow. We got more than 100 inches of snow in a very short period of time. But we're in New England. And why was there such a huge systemic failure that seems to be taking so long to correct?
Well, could certainly put me in the camp of folks who would say not the sole cause, but a large cause in answer to that question is that we have underinvested in the system for decades. And, you know, that this system was extremely fragile and will continue to be extremely fragile if all we do is, you know, sort of the most immediate repair and recovery and preparation for next winter, right? One of the questions that I asked at the hearing today was about preparation for extreme weather across all seasons. You know, in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, there was a lot of talk about, you know, there before the grace of God go we here in Boston. You know, we very easily could have been New York. And what are we doing to prepare for other kinds of extreme weather events? And I think, as any engineer will tell you, you know, when you do a stress test, right, on a system, that's when you learn its weak points and its failures. And what this last several weeks of storms was an intensive stress test on the system. But it didn't mean that those conditions didn't exist before the storm.
Governor Baker has said that he could support refunds for some commuters because of the meltdown in service. Do you think that MBTA users should get refunds because of this?
You know, I think it's a question that is a legitimate question. I think that the MBTA and the commuter rail, you know, need to do some looking in the mirror about places where they, you know, internally really failed to at a minimum communicate in order to allow people to plan. But I think it's certainly a legitimate question to ask. I think there are probably some situations in which it's merited.
What happens next from here? This was the first hearing. I'm assuming this is the beginning of our conversation about what to do with our transit system. What do you, you know, how'd you leave it today?
Well, there's certainly going to be ongoing dialogue between the bonding committee and Secretary Pollack, and I suspect that our committee will continue to delve into this, perhaps seeking input from other officials. And I suspect that the transportation committee is also going to be holding, you know, some form of inquiry, whether it's hearings or something else, right. TBD.
State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much again for covering this important topic.